Yes, I mean, it's a good news story in that there are 6,000, just short of 6,000 people, and they'd be getting somewhere around 30 to 40,000 each in a combination of their mortgage balance being written down and interest being paid on that. So it's a very good news story for them. You know, it's like a lot of them think it's a lotto win. They weren't expecting it. In fact, I would say of the 6,000, I'd say 5,500 know nothing about this. Their mortgage, I mean, I don't know anybody who checks their mortgage balance. I mean, people do check their current account, yeah, but I don't know. Like, you sort of know what your balance is roughly, that the money is coming off it every month. The first most people will know is they will look at their current account to see, oh, I wonder, has the mortgage been taken this month? And they say, oh, they've only taken 1,200. It should be 1,500. And they'll ring AIB. And of course, AIB being AIB, as with a lot of call centres, the person will say, I don't know anything about that. I'll give you a phone number to ring. And if they get through to the right number, there is a special number for this, they will say, yes, we reduced your balance by a sum of 30,000 because you should have been offered a tracker mortgage back in 2010. And that's the first they'll have known about it.
That's extraordinary.
I think it is extraordinary. I don't know. The central bank has done a great job on this overall, but I don't know why the central bank didn't say to them back when they agreed to apply this ombudsman's ruling to all the customers, why they didn't write to people, particularly at a time like this. Like, a lot of these people are struggling financially at the moment and they're wondering, and they would be delighted to hear that their mortgage payment is going to be, you know, 200 or 300 euros a month less. Like, they can spend that money on other things.